taken the walnut fudge brownies you made this morning, please. She sat herself down at the booth that was in the corner of the kitchen. The woman looked around. How did you know I made a batch this morning? I found myself copying Mrs. Hudson from the first time I met Shelby. It's just this thing she does, I said. I had a feeling I would be repeating that phrase a lot if I continued hanging out with Shelby. However, Shelby continued, Watson should probably have something else, like an apple, but with some peanut butter to help stabilize his blood sugar. Before I could protest, Shelby turned to me. In all the excitement, I hadn't noticed how much time had passed. You must be hungry. I was. I had breakfast with my mom and made a sandwich for lunch, and then I went out on the stoop. Usually, I would have had a snack an hour or so ago. We sat down as Miss Eugenia, who was in fact the Lacey's personal chef, served Tamara and Shelby brownies with milk, while I tried not to be too jealous as I took a bite of my Granny Smith apple, which might have been the best tasting apple I'd ever had. Did rich people get their apples from a different place than us common folk, I wonder? Once the grumbling in our stomachs subsided, we took stock of what we knew so far, which wasn't very much. Has Daisy ever come into the kitchen? Shelby took a bite of another brownie. Her third, not like I was counting. Okay, I was. Never, Tamara said with a fierce shake of her head. Even if the door's wide open, Daisy wouldn't come in here. She knows the rules. And what about Roxy? Tamara glanced at the door and then lowered her voice. Roxy's always been a handful. Zareen wanted her to compete in dog shows also, but she always barks at strangers. But Miss Eugenia isn't a stranger. She's been working for your family since before you were born. Tamara didn't bother asking Shelby how she knew that fact about Miss Eugenia, although I looked around trying to find the clue that made her take that leap. I was too busy being in awe of the shiny marble floor. It was like being in a museum. Tamara continued, well, Roxy doesn't bark at immediate family, although she sometimes barks at my dad. It drives him crazy. He wanted to get rid of Roxy since she's so loud, and a few neighbors have even complained. But anytime he brings that up, Zareen locks herself in her room, and she won't come out until he promises her she can keep Roxy. Interesting, Shelby nodded slowly. And where was Roxy when Daisy disappeared? Roxy sleeps in the hallway downstairs at the foot of the stairs. She only moves to her bed in the dog's room if Daisy is with her. Roxy isn't allowed to sleep in Zareen's room anymore because she kept chewing on the furniture. We close all the doors except for the dog's room, so she won't have too much trouble during the night. And where was she when you realized that Daisy had gone missing? Roxy was in the hallway chewing on one of Daisy's toys. And was it a toy that Daisy would have gone to bed with? Yes. Tamara slapped her hand against her forehead. I'm just realizing this now. Daisy always brings Caruso to bed. That's the name of her stuffed chihuahua, as well as the stuffed bone, which also wasn't in my bed this morning. She must have taken them with her when she went to keep Roxy company in the middle of the night. She likes to do that sometimes. I think Daisy feels bad for Roxy. But how did she get out of your room if the door was shut so Roxy wouldn't get in? I blurted out, proud that I could contribute something to this investigation. Because the bedrooms are on the second floor, Shelby replied before turning back to the camera. I assume Roxy is either too small to get up the stairs by herself or is afraid of the stairs? Actually, it's both. She'll sometimes just bark at the stairs. Tamara shook her head. But you said that she sleeps near the stairs? Why would she do that if she was scared of them? Shelby asked. She used to sit there and whine, hoping one of us would take her up to the second floor. I think she does it because it requires whoever goes downstairs to have to pet her or make some fuss over her since she's in the way. Are there any exits on the second floor? Shelby asked. None. And would it be possible for somebody to leave the apartment without passing Roxy? No. We only have the one staircase, which is near the one door. Interesting. Can you give us a tour? I always hated it whenever Mom insisted that we take the dreaded house tour when we visited friends and family, like I really cared about a powder room. But I was looking forward to this one. I already couldn't wait to tell Mom all about it. I didn't understand how we could have called this palace and the two and the small two-bedroom place where we moved into the same thing. Was there such a thing as a mega apartment? Of course, Tamara replied, but then her name was called from the hallway. I'll be right back. Shelby shut her eyes for a few minutes while I tried to put everything together. Who would have wanted Daisy gone? Maybe the cook did it, I offered. No, she replied with eyes closed.